United States versus Clark. Mr. Shirley.
May it please the court, my name is William Shirley. I represent Terrell Clark, the appellant in this case. This is a case concerning dogfighting arising.
What are you asking for?
I'm asking for remand for resentencing within the guideline range of 6 to 12 months.
So that's a 12-month sentence? And
it's currently it's
12 months and one day, or what?
Currently it's 12 months and one day, Your Honor.
Look. Has he served it yet?
It will be served, I believe, on July 19th, 2012.
Wait, is that when it starts or when it ends?
That's when it ends.
So in July it ends. So you want him resentenced, what, to 12 months instead of 12 months one day, or what?
No, Your Honor, I would ask that it be he be resentenced to 10 months, which would be the equivalent of 12 months and one day.
Look. But the 10-month sentence would be the amount of time that he's going to serve, right? Or is he
assuming that he gets
in jail?
Assuming that he gets good time, Your Honor.
Yes, then he gets the same 10 months. So what's the point?
We don't know if he will get good time or not.
Well, but Judge Reagan wanted him to have an incentive to behave well in prison. Why isn't that a legitimate rationale for instead choosing a sentence of 12 months and a day?
It is a good incentive, Your Honor, for behavior within the prison system. But there are also other incentives, such as raising your security level in prison, putting you in segregation, things like that.
I'm lost. So
I'm lost too.
What did you say? July 26th?
July 19th, 2012.
Is that the end of the 12 months or the 10 months?
That's, I believe that's the end of the, I believe that's the end of the 10 months, Your Honor.
Okay. So that's, if he's a good boy, he gets out on July 19th. Fine. But you're saying, well, maybe he's bad, and then he'll have to stay until September. Well, look, if he's behaving badly, then when he's resentenced, he's not going to be given 10 months, right?
I don't know, Your Honor.
He'll be given a year. Well, of course. The judge gave him the 12-month in one day because he thought he's a good boy, he gets out after 10 months. Fine. If he behaves, he'll be out July 19th. If he misbehaves and he's resentenced, it's going to take a while to resentence him. He's going to get the 12 months, right?
So, correct, Your Honor.
How can you possibly? What possible benefit can he derive from this appeal?
Your Honor, right now the sentence is outside the guideline range.
Yeah, technically, Judge Reagan erred by one day when he said it was a within guidelines.
And he did it to
sentence.
Help him.
Might it not be the difference between a felony and a misdemeanor? That is, if you're sentenced to less than a year, it's a misdemeanor, but if you're sentenced to over a year, it's a felony. It is so in Illinois.
It's my understanding, Your Honor, that you can be sentenced to
more than a year and still be a misdemeanor.
Reckless
homicide being one.
That's correct, Your Honor.
Yeah, but he wasn't charged with that.
That's correct, Your Honor. He was charged with a felony.
Okay.
You know, but for the court's technically inaccurate remark about the guidelines range, the court understood what it was doing and had wonderful, legitimate reasons for doing so. Don't you think?
He's trying to help your client, and the client has turned around and decided to challenge him. It doesn't make any sense. There's nothing to gain from this appeal. It doesn't make any sense at all. Can't possibly benefit him by this appeal.
Are you an appointed counsel?
Yes, I am, Your Honor.
Did you try to talk him out of it?
Yes, Your Honor.
Bless your heart.
Oh, and
I did the best.
So he's not only punishing the judge, he's punishing you. He's punishing us. The only one that is doing well is Mr. Killian. He gets a free trip to Chicago.
I would like to point out to the court that in preparing for oral argument yesterday, I did note that the federal statutes, and I did not brief this in my brief, 18 United States Code 3582 mentions that the district court, in addition to 3553A factors, should take into consideration that imprisonment is not an appropriate means of promoting correction and rehabilitation. And I think that...
What does that mean?
That he can be a bad boy.
That...
You shouldn't take any... When you're sentencing somebody, you don't take into consideration rehabilitation.
The district court is not supposed to impose
right?
a longer sentence than necessary.
Oh, I agree. He's not supposed to impose a longer sentence than necessary, but he still takes into consideration corrections and things like that.
Don't you wonder
who writes those things just academically?
It's not myself, Your Honor.
I know you didn't write it, nor did I. So we can.
If the court was disposed to reverse this for resentencing, I would suggest that under 18 U.S.C. 3742, the court needs a reason to remand. Under 18 U.S.C. 3742, and one reason might be that there was a departure based on an impermissible factor, which was 18 U.S.C. 3582.
I mean, you have a good technical point. The Supreme Court just had a decision on that last year. But that was a case about giving a person a longer sentence in order to permit him to complete, you know, drug treatment or something like that, right? Here he gets technically a longer sentence, the one day, but actually it means he's going to serve less time. And the government might complain about that conceivably, but I don't see how a defendant can complain about lenience, right? As I say, the case last year in the Supreme Court was... and we had a very similar case, was one in which the judge says, look, I'm going to sentence you to like 10 years instead of 8 years because I think you need that to complete your drug treatment and it'll really be good for you in the long run, right? Now the Supreme Court said, and what you're citing from the statutes, that's clearly improper. But if the judge decides to give a person a break, There's nothing improper about that.
Yes, Your Honor.
Anyway.
You did your best.
Thank you, Your Honor. Thank you very much. And Mr. Killian? So tell us, Mr. Killian, or I'm sure Judge Bauer knows, but where is Fairview Heights?
May it please the Court. Good morning, Your Honor.
Fairview
Heights is about 20 miles from the city of St. Louis.
Oh, so it's from... So, okay, so we hope you've enjoyed your trip to Chicago.
What's the county?
What is the county? It's St. Clair County, Your Honor.
Well, know it well. Right next to Randolph County.
Very close, Your Honor. Very close. Your Honors, in light of the argument, the court did bring up the one issue, and that is the technical violation. dealing with. But, of course, there's a harmless error analysis, and to the extent that there was any violation, the government would argue that it was harmless. The judge knew the sentencing guidelines. It was calculated appropriately, and the court had very good reasons for the sentence that he imposed. And the government would ask that the court affirm the sentence of Judge Reagan in the district court. Thank you. Unless
have
there are
a safe
questions.
Trip home.
Thank you, Your Honor.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Killian. And we thank Mr. Sherry. You were appointed, of course, and we thank you for your efforts on behalf of your client. And our next case...